sports news now, and, well, maybe he'd be rusty? That was the faint hope for the Boston Celtics going into Game 1 of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals against LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers last night, but even though King James had a 10-day layoff waiting for the Celtics and Wizards to conclude their seven-game series, James was merely well-rested and showed no rust in Cleveland's 117-104 win in Boston. James scored 38 points to go with 9 rebounds, 7 assists. Teammate Kevin Love added 32. That's a career playoff high for him in a game that does not bode well for Boston's chances against the defending champs. Avery Bradley and Jay Crowder led the Celtics with 21 points each, but Isaiah Thomas was held to just 17. The bigger issue is that no Celtics defender came even close to slowing down LeBron. But hey, on the bright side, the Celtics did secure the number one pick in the upcoming NBA draft, so even if they're ousted by Cleveland as expected in this round, they could be ready to take that next step next season. To the NHL playoffs, and it's a bit silly to say this about a team that's already proven its bona fides by making it to the Eastern Conference Finals, but can we finally start taking the Ottawa Senators seriously? The Sens were absolutely no one's pick to make it to the Stanley Cup Finals this year, but they are just 2 games away from doing so after throttling the Pittsburgh Penguins 5-1 last night to take a 2-1 lead over the defending champs. The Senators exploded for 4 goals in the first period, and Mark Mattat, Derek Brassard, and Zach Smith all scored in a span of just over 2 minutes to send goalie Marc-Andre Fleury, who's been otherwise brilliant for Pittsburgh in these playoffs, to an early shower. In Major League Baseball, the Boston Red Sox went extras with the St. Louis Cardinals last night, and they won the game in 13 innings when Chris Young broke a 4-4 tie with an RBI single, giving Boston a 5-4 win and a sweep of the mini 2-game interleague series. The Sox were down 4-0 before clawing back to tie it. Jackie Bradley Jr. had a 2-run homer in the 7th. He's showing signs of coming alive at the plate after a slow start. Fernando Abad tossed 2 scoreless innings, and Ben Taylor pitched the bottom of the 13th for his first major league save. Jason Vargas had the best ERA among American League pitchers heading into last night's game against the New York Yankees for the Kansas City Royals, and let's just say that did not impress the Yankees much at all. Aaron Hicks had a 3-run homer as part of a 5-run 4th inning, and the Yanks cruised to an 11-7 win over the Royals in Kansas City. Michael Pineda got the win for New York. He improves to 4-2. If you're a New York Mets fan, I can't give you any good news this morning after the Mets' 7th straight loss, this one in extra innings when Chris Herman led off the bottom of the 11th inning for the Arizona Diamondbacks with a walk-off game-winning home run in the D-backs' 6-5 victory last night. Jose Bautista of the Toronto Blue Jays, how about you quit it already with the bat flip thing? Especially when your team is mired in the basement of the AL East and the home run that you just hit was meaningless in an 8-4 loss to the Atlanta Braves. Bautista homered in the 8th inning last night, stood at the plate, tried to make eye contact with the pitcher, then flipped his bat high in the air like he just hit a walk-off to win the game. The Braves did not appreciate the poor sportsmanship. Both benches emptied before calm was restored. Bautista's act with the bat is getting pretty old, and he should be more concerned with his team's overall fortunes than his own theatrics to this point. This afternoon, the Castleton Spartans baseball team takes on the University of Southern Maine in the opening round of the NCAA New York Regional Division III tournament. The 5th-seeded Spartans are fresh off their North Atlantic Conference title win. Southern Maine is the number 2 seed in the regional conference. Game time is 2:30 this afternoon in Syracuse, New York.